Welcome, everybody, back to Overdunk. This is a competitive Pokemon Unite podcast on the Unite Mics Network. My name is Zoinks, and today I have an incredible honor to be joined by some of the best in the entire world. In fact, they find themselves on their way to London to represent Oceania and in the top 16 at London. I am joined by iClan Gaming. What is up, guys? Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us. We're really excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too, and congratulations to you guys. All right, that's an order. I'm probably going to be shouting that towards you guys the entire show as we play. Yeah. Many congratulations are in order. You guys have been grinding for a long time, and you've earned your spot to be representing, like we said, OCE at Worlds. So that is so, so awesome. But I'm sure your region knows you all well, but we're based in NA here, so I got to make sure we do a round of introductions for everybody. So for this, I'll just call on you each individually, say your name, what role you play for the team of iClan, and then maybe like what people might know you for, that kind of thing. Curry Puffs, let's kick it off with you.
Hey, yeah, so I'm the support player for the team. My background is ex-competitive Dota player, and just taking a bit of a break from competitive Smash, so I was really into that for like 6 years, and then here I am with Unite, so...
Very cool. You're using all that wave dash tech in Unite. I love to hear it. That's some Leaf Tornado ankle breaking. That is important. All right. Pengu, how about you go next?
So I'm the top laner for iClan.
Awesome.
People might know me from Hon. Must be top laner in Hon. Also play Dota professionally. And yeah, that's it.
Very cool. Okay, awesome. Welcome to the show, of course. Untamed, how about you?
I'm the jungler for iClan, background, ex-Dota pro, team captain, top 100 on Immortal on Dota, so that is my background, and I played a bit of Counter-Strike professionally as well before Dota.
Oh, cool.
So no stranger to pressure situations, and yeah. That's me.
Yeah, got that ice on lock. That's going to be important in these tournament settings, obviously. All right, oh, yeah. Shep, how about you go next?
Hey, I'm the attacker role in the bot lane for our team, and I used to play Dota competitively with these guys.
Cool.
I was top 50 in the C leaderboards, and also League of Legends I played that as well, was multi-season challenger.
Wow.
People might know me there as well. Also Han as well with Pengu. I played with him top ladder in A. So yeah, it was... those games.
Multi-MOBA champion, bro.
Yeah, no kidding. Now you guys got medals from wherever they come. Congratulations, squad. All right, Friffles, I believe I'm saying that right, but Friffles, you're the last one to do the intro.
Yeah, hey guys. So I play the tank support role for the team. Usually the Blissey. That's about all I've played recently.
Yes, locked into Blissey. And, job, yes.
And yeah, so before that, I've been into Dota. I played with the iClan boys, obviously, and had a few other teams, probably been in competitive Dota for the past five years, maybe.
Very cool.
And yeah, you probably know me from there.
Well, that's awesome. And I think that's a great jumping off point, too. So obviously, welcome to the show, iClan. Very excited to have you on here. But a few of you have already mentioned a lot of past gaming experience. You guys have multiple trophies, in the closet, but also games and reps and years under your belt as well. So let's talk about that. The formation of iClan Gaming. I hear you started in another game. Talk to me about the story of how this team came to be in the first place.
I could probably kick that off. So it was in 2014. My
wow.
goal was to build. It was way back. Yeah, we were in university back then. My goal was to build the best New Zealand Dota team there ever was. A team that can compete internationally. And yeah, 2014. Over the years, I had to go through roster changes, and eventually, I found these boys. And it just worked. We started winning Southeast Asian tourneys on ping. We started winning all the local tournaments. Cool. And eventually we competed in Korea and China, which was an amazing experience for us. We got to verse some of those top teams on an international level on LAN. So, after coming back from China, we actually all took a 3-4 year break, and I bought a Switch because I was like, yeah, I'm getting old. I'm gonna retire and play Mario Kart all day. And then I saw this new MOBA came out, and I was like, I read about this multi-million dollar tournament in the month of December or something. I was like, man, Yeah, I wonder if I can get the old boys back and just give this a little bit of a shot. One last run, you know, we're getting old, you know, one last run. We're all heading 30 soon and whatnot. So it was funny. I called some of the boys and they didn't even ask me. They just all bought a Switch and they trusted me. And we started kicking off. They didn't ask no questions. They're like, all right, I trust you, Captain. So in late January, we kicked off our training and we had 3 weeks. Before the first tournament, which was the Feb Cup, we basically played 3 weeks before that, and we came third, which was a decent result for just playing the game for 3 weeks.
Well, just playing the game for a few weeks, also just owning a Switch for maybe a month too. Like, I think that's also something to give a shout out to. This was a lot of last minute building in terms of February. So you played the entire series together as this stack of five. Is that true? Any roster swap ups throughout the season? Okay, the entire squad lives through the whole five. That's awesome. Not many teams can make that same kind of brag. So
yeah, and I think something to mention there, Zoinks, is friendship. I think if you've got that strong friendship and that strong bond, you can get through those hard times with those arguments and mm-hmm. the disagreements, and that's kind of what's kept us together, and I think that's the most important thing.
That's awesome. Yeah. People who are not new to the channel, you know Dupesnax, my co-caster, he will die on that hill forever. He said, you will not be able to get stronger as a team if you're just breaking up after every single thing that goes wrong. The teams that are good are the consistent ones that have, you know, battled through adversity and all that jazz. So you guys are a pretty incredible testament to that. Obviously, you have a lot of tournament success, third place in your first tournament. And then eventually we lead down to the story where we are now, where you are the OCE champions in a big regional tournament. So again, congratulations to all of you. Now, I have a few more questions that are more intro style, you know, a little bit of speed dating style of the show that I gotta ask every time we come on, because it tells me the most about your team's truly inner workings. And I gotta kick it off first with my favorite question in the entire world. Who ints the most on iClan Gaming?
Untamed.
Untamed, okay. All right, Untamed getting called out a little bit.
I can put my hand up a bit here. I've definitely entered a bit. There's a period where I couldn't hit a Blissey ulti to save my life.
No.
And I got some flack for that, but
sure. Yeah. Well, a merc of a good team, you're gonna make sure you let them know when there's something wrong.
Pingu and Puffs, who you guys think ints the most?
You're definitely Untamed, eh?
Oh, no. I thought I had a second chance, but no.
No. Not at all. Okay. Well, Untamed, you were obviously getting thrown under the bus, of course, except for, you know, Frif giving the last little minute. They got to raise their hand. But you definitely got thrown under the bus for this question, so let me pose the next one to you. Who has got the biggest brain on this squad?
Definitely Sheep at Home. Sheepaholm's very gifted mentally. He does all the math in the background. So he looks at the Pokemon, the numbers, the damage numbers, comes back to us with calculations. This Pokemon's not good because it does this much damage at this level. And I'm like, man, he's got all these spreadsheets as well that he shows us, and I have no idea what the hell. Definitely Sheepaholm, biggest brain I've ever met.
Okay, Sheep. Yeah, Sheep, make sure you send those spreadsheets my way, by the way. That'd be awesome.
No worries.
Okay, sounds good. That's like my one. I don't ask to get paid for this show ever. I just ask the teams to send me spreadsheets. It does a pretty good job. So
we'll hook you up.
Yeah, a jersey and spreadsheets. Those are the two things I need. Awesome. Well, very cool. I love that. We have the biggest brain on the squad. But then let's ask this one. Who's the carry that never gets any of the credit?
Oh, well, I'd say Ellen.
Yeah, that's just gonna like support them.
I'd say Curry Puffs. Yeah, Curry Puffs is on his Aldegoss is actually, you know, behind the scenes doing so much work, and you don't notice it until we do our replay now. So definitely Curry Puffs.
Okay, Curry Puffs getting that award. A very honorable one, one that is sought after on Overdunk. So congratulations on picking that one up for sure. Well, then I have to ask one last question. We've had essentially the regular season of the Unite Championship Series so far. Many, many tournaments have led up to this. Regionals I'm going to include in that because the big finale is Worlds, obviously. But if you take a big picture view of all of the events so far, do you guys have one specific, you know, MVP of the regular season on the team of iClan, or is that too tough of a question to nail down?
Oh,
hey boys.
Oh, probably Untamed.
Okay, okay, sure.
Bring it in.
Top
He popped off in the regionals, and that's the only tournament that mattered to us.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, regular season, one tournament, it's fine either way.
Yeah, there are moments where I got the score in the last 5 seconds to actually win the game. Similar to how Bulby did it against Gaming Gladiators. There were about many moments where I did that. So. I don't know, I just summoned my inner clutch.
Gotcha, yeah. I mean, ice in the veins is a very, very important thing in Pokemon Unite when it comes down to a scoreboard at the end of the game, so that is very cool. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for giving me a peek more into the team of iClan. I'm already loving getting to know you guys, so let's start talking about this incredible run you've had so far in the first inaugural season here of Pokemon Unite. You won regionals, which is amazing. That's got your spot into world. But a lot of work obviously had to go into that. There was tournaments beforehand. There was preparation that needed to happen for the specific tournament. What did that look like? What did prep look like leading up into regionals?
Neville, do you want to cover that off, Pingu?
So pretty much about 2 or 3 weeks leading up to the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
There's like always a new patch that we need to figure out. So we probably played 6 days out of 7 a week,
mm-hmm.
about 8 hours, or like after our normal jobs.
Right.
We played from like
this was our second job. We treated it like our second job, and yeah.
Yeah.
It was from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Jeez.
Yeah, and then so we'll do replay analysis and stuff like that. But because we had really long queue times, because we're top 100,
right.
And we're from OCE, like, no one in our region is close to our MMR. Like, we're 500 above everyone else, like, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we always queue against NA, C, Mexico. We verse all of those teams in the top 16. We've already versed them many times.
Wow. Okay.
Red and orange ping. On red and orange ping mainly, but there have been a couple times where we've had green ping and they weren't happy, but it's like, well, we don't complain when we get orange and red ping.
Yeah,
you've been forged in the fire of New Zealand red and orange ping. I mean, you guys are well equipped for that. Okay, awesome. So you guys were hardcore ladder grinders, VOD reviewing. Was there any kind of like work on scrims or other top teams in your region or close by?
We scrimmed other regions. It was just through ladder.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, yeah, okay. Ladder was scrims. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Something we actually did change, and that's a good question, before the regionals is we actually said, let's scrim the local teams in our region to get a taste of the competition.
Uh-huh.
And we did that with each and every single team that made the top 8.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Except for one or two, I think. So that gave us a good taste of our competition and kind of taught us how to adapt to how we needed to play. And I think that was a big differentiator and why we perform so well.
Okay. Well, awesome. Well, let's take a look at that tournament, shall we? So let's actually take a look at your bracket run of this regional finals. Talk a little bit about what it took to get where you are. So let me just share my stream real quick. Ba-doop. All right, so now you can see what I am looking at here. So we're taking a look at your tournament bracket run, a very flawless run, a nice one. But you started off in the bracket first seed, so obviously things were going pretty well for you in the start of the tournament. You're able to win the first two matches, both 2-0 completely in your favor. Were either of these ones a little closer than the scoreline looked, or were you guys feeling it right off the hop of this tournament?
We were feeling it.
Oh yeah.
The first two matches against the first two teams, they weren't actually that close. We felt that we were
because
ahead
of
most
seeding,
of the game.
The seeding, yeah.
And the seeding, yeah. We were on fire at the first two.
Okay.
And
sounds good. Ah, seeding was there, so championship points maybe did matter. Interesting. I will die on this hill. Anyway, very cool. So you guys had a really, really nice start to your tournament, obviously. Collateral was a pretty solid team too, though. I know that they put
absolutely
in the loser's bracket. So definitely some good squads. But then I think the real first matchup that a lot of people had their eyes on was definitely going to be this winner's final match between iClan and Ground Zero. Ground Zero and also another very popular team from your region, along with you guys, and you were able to take that game down 2-0. Now, talk to me a little bit about how that game went down.
Pipan, do you want to cover that one off?
So basically, we were preparing for them since May because we figured they'd play the same composition, and
Okay.
They did in this regionals as they did as in May, so we were quite well prepared for them.
Okay.
We had the proper picks, the proper play style and everything, so yeah, we were quite comfortable coming in there. But we did throw it at times in the matches, like there were a couple of times where we were so far ahead and we just make a few mistakes that come back. So
okay. Gotcha.
That yeah, we lost the Zapdos both games in a row. We still managed to take the win.
Okay, gotcha.
So definitely a bit of throwing there, but ultimately, when it comes down to it, the clutch moments, we weren't really fazed by the pressure. So I just said to the team, we still got this, boys. Let's go. You know, let's make a push. And I eventually did a bit of what we call rat Dota, which is go to the opposite side of the map and just get a score in.
Yes.
So and it came down to the last 5-10 seconds every single time that made the difference. And the thing about Ground Zero as well that we noticed is they played the same comp in the main cup.
Right.
And we had a lot of time to really discuss how we can deal with that comp, how to beat it. Okay. We changed our play style completely. We used to run Lucario top. Now we ran a Serena. We used to run Greninja middle. Now it's a Dragon Knight. We used to run Hooper. Now we run Eldegoss. We used to run, you know, A9. Now we run Machamp. So it was a complete transformation of how we played.
Yeah.
And we said, this is working. And it eventually, you know, worked out for us.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, composition might be the biggest story of OCE, right? I mean, if any other like world is looking in at your tournament run, very different from pretty much any other Western team. Namely, Curry Puffs, you were not on the mythical Pokemon of Hoopa, not on the portal machine, as I know you like to call it. Instead, you were on the Eldegoss. Talk to me a little bit about the decision to rotate into the Eldegoss for this tournament run.
Yeah, so for myself, I know, like, our whole team, like, we're all such, like, technical players, right? But I felt like kind of Cooper, outside of Ultimate, you just kind of feel like a portal machine. Like, this is all it really felt like, especially after all the nerfs.
Yeah.
Previously, when you'd run, play Hooper, you could just run X Attack and, like, 1v3 everyone, or 1v4. But then with the Eldegoss, you just feel so strong, just with the passive, and you right-click hard of X Attack. And plus, I think the meta kind of went towards more of a brawling meta for the regional. So we kind of felt like, or I felt like as well, like with the shield and then the Eldegoss ulti, just keep our cores alive, keep them alive, or win the game. That's kind of how we felt, when I felt as well. And the landing phase was just so strong on Eldegoss.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you get to A button press pretty darn well with that Pokemon. So that makes a lot of sense. Are you still muscle banding Eldegoss?
Yeah, muscle band, focus.
I'm like writing all these notes down. I'm like, okay, play muscle band still. Yeah. Very, very good. Okay, awesome. Yeah, I also heard, are we running Machamp bottom on your team? Is that what's happening?
We are.
Okay.
We are. Sheep at home, I mean, I'm sure you can explain what.
Explain yourself, Sheep at home.
So previously I played stuff like Ninetales, Pikachu, which it felt quite weak to me because you weren't able to make plays in everything, but with something like Machamp, like, you know, with the Unite and everything, like, you're always in the game. There's always a chance to win the game, right? If you get, like, a big LT or, like, at every stage of the game. So he just feels a lot stronger than what Ninetales and Pikachu can offer. So I just feel like we need that kind of Pokemon for our lineup anyway.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, your composition was so late game centric. It really seems like, I mean, both Serena and Machamp could just absolutely eliminate targets, or at least space them away from the rest of the squad in a really, really exceptional way. So when it comes down to big team fights, your 1v1 games are going to be amazing. But Frivols, it seems like you are maybe on one of the only, what we would call like the typical Pokemon. You were locked in Blissey Jail. Despite all of the changes your team was making, you had to remain in Blissey Jail. What was it like playing Blissey for a team like this?
It's pretty good. The kit offers a lot for our team. Like, we're really good at fighting as five and taking, like, really good fights. So the Helping Hand and shields are really good. And you pair that up with the Eldegoss, and you get all this move speed. And
gotcha. So your Helping Hand Blissey, huh?
Yeah, we experimented with the Egg Bomb. Mm-hmm. We only found use really against like Hooper, because you can knock them up and cancel the portals.
Yep.
So I tried it a bit. I tried one game and then I just realized, like, nah, this isn't the go. We're just gonna run Helping Hand and we can just run them over. And I think something we do different than other teams in OCE is we run the Blissey top. We paired it up with the Serena.
2-1-2 action. Okay.
Things
are clicking.
Yeah, because we actually took a page out of some Japanese teams.
Okay.
They were running Serena Blissey top, and I think a lot of the OCE teams weren't prepared for it because there's just so much. Like Blissey has really good secure.
Yes.
And they weren't able to get a lot of the creeps top. And so we just had the Machamp bot, and that was kind of the secure bot.
Okay.
And I think it really worked out. We got a lot out of top lane.
Interesting. Okay, well, cool. Well, it seems like you guys had a pretty solid early read on the meta. I mean, over here in the West, it seems like everyone is desperately trying to find an answer for Absol in a lot of ways, and you guys have already even had some ideas moving in that direction. I mean, I like the Machamp bot, kind of a swap-up. That's interesting. Sheep, have you tried the new Skullsbro in bottom path kind of wave that's been taking the world by storm?
Oh, I've seen it, and it looks pretty strong.
I'm
really excited to try that. Skullbro.
It is pretty good. Skullbro is strong. I mean, Defender's bot, it just seems to be like such a strong builder now in like a very, very death ball brawly style meta. I mean, having a Defender bot attacker that's stacking is pretty darn good. So it's interesting, but let's, okay. So thank you for answering my many questions about your composition. I really grilled you guys about that one. But obviously again, it worked. So I'm just playing detective here, trying to figure out the answers. But after winning winner's finals, first off, I got to ask, that was your winning in, oh no, that wasn't your winning. OC only gets one seed. Okay. So you are headed into the grand final. You know that you're going to have a bracket reset worth of breathing room if things ever do get to that. But we're in a best of five situation when it comes down to it. You're sitting there waiting for your opponents. Did you expect it to be 16-20 Kings, or did you think it was going to be Ground Zero or Gap meeting you in that spot? Obviously. Oh, did you think it was going to be Ground Zero or 16-20 meeting you there?
You know, I actually thought Ground Zero were going to meet us again in the finals, but we did also have high hopes for 16-20 Kings, and we did. I kind of made a prediction that saying that they're going to knock GZ out, and it was just a random one. It ended up being true.
You cursed Ground Zero.
I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. But yeah, originally we fought GZ, but there was also a high likely chance that 16-20 could do it as well. Once we saw they beat Gap and in the way that they did it, and 16-20 Kings is fun fact about Oakland is that's our favorite team. We love them.
Okay.
In the region. We've run into them in the ladder 20 games in a row, and we just keep playing, and shout out to Captain Teammate, Dianga, and all those guys. We love them a lot.
Yeah, the homies over there on 16-20 Kings, you love to see it. I mean, it's a small region. You can't really afford to burn bridges, right? You got to be friends with some of these other players. So that's awesome. Okay, cool. Well, then the story shifts a little bit here. We head into the grand finals. I'm just going to put up the actual footage here on the stream as we were watching it. Yeah, we're looking at your composition. This 2-1-2 style thing. Very, very cool. This one ended up being a 3-1 victory for you guys. I mean, you were in the top of the world. You had to wait a little bit for this game. How was the waiting period? Were you guys freaking out, excited, nervous? What was going on?
Finger.
We were pretty calm.
Okay, cool. Were you like watching the games, you know, taking down notes, trying to figure out how you're going to take down whatever team's headed towards you, or was it like pretty introspective, like if we play our game, we'll be fine?
It was more so we'll play our game, we'll be fine. And cool. I think Pengu, we had a couple of we saw that they were running greed, and so I think we ended up swapping a couple of things around, right, on one of the games, right, Pengu?
Well, I can't remember.
So we changed. We saw that they had a greed, so we changed the way in how we jungled, and 16-20 actually adapted really well and ended up invading me and taking both my buffs, which was quite rough in game one. But ultimately, we did make a comeback, and that's something that we really love about our comp is no matter how bad you do in the early to mid game, mm-hmm. you always have a chance coming in at the late game, whether it's we take a team fight or whether we just go in straight flipperino.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's a really interesting point about your comp too. You have great objective secure in the hands of Dragonite, but then the rest of your squad is really built to take a fight in those late game moments. So that is a really, really cool look. I love what you built as a squad heading into this tournament, and you're able to win the entire thing. So fantastic. That is huge. You've already answered this question maybe a few times, but I really wanted to ask you, if you had to pick out maybe one thing that you really think was the factor that won you this tournament, maybe even the thing that you think makes iClan unique, what was the factor that led you to a regional final victory?
Probably just being so close to it. We already know each other for like 5 years. You know, we've already synced our kind of teamwork together.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we
Sorry, Puffs, what are you saying?
Oh yeah, like a lot of like the guys like we know way back, like me, Pingu, and Shipe Homo on a Dota team together like 10 years ago as well. So we know each other for a very long time.
The friendship bond, you cannot underestimate that. And hyping each other up. But I also think being really clutch in moments under pressure, no matter how behind you are, and also not tilting. I think this game is 50%. Mechanical and whatnot, but the other 50% is a mental game, and if you can get in the head of your opponent and beat them in a certain way or taunt them in a certain way, I think half the job's already done. And I'm reading that as
if you can survive being greeted, invaded, and not tilting, then you can win a tournament. Maybe
that was close when that was happening. I was like, oh god, is this really happening in the finals? But I was like, stay calm, Untamed. You've been in a way worse situation, so we got it done.
That is very true. Well, that is awesome. Again, congratulations for that. My next question is, obviously, you are the first champions of OCE representing the World Championships, obviously inaugural season. But some of you have played competitively before, so this is a big honor, but you may have been in some of these high tournament shoes. But still, what does it mean on a personal level? Maybe Friffles, talk to me. What does it mean to be OCE's rep heading to World Championships?
Yeah, it means a lot to be able to do it again. Like, we did it with Dota, mm-hmm. Which was good, but there wasn't so much, I guess, production value around it. Sure. And not as much, I guess, prize money.
Okay.
So this time, you know, there's so much production value. There's so many people from the community watching, and it feels really good.
Yes, that is awesome. Well, yeah, it sounds like the power of friendship was pretty solid too. I don't think YouTube was playing at all. That's super weird. Okay, sorry about that. But yes, power of friendship, obviously a very strong factor for your team. I love to hear that. That is so, so important. So congratulations to you guys. I'm glad it means a lot too. Like you were saying, the production value being there is something that the Pokemon Company can really bring in spades. It's going to be a fun event where you're a part of the other world championships. So be side by side with the VGC and TCG world champs as well. It's going to be a pretty big event. It'll be very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just wanted to add on to that is that we really feel honored to represent Oceania, not just New Zealand, but Australia as well, the whole region at Worlds. And I know that our region hasn't got the best credit because we haven't had the best visibility. So we just really feel honored to come and get to that world stage and show everybody what we've got.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I'm excited to see what you're going to do, what you can do to make waves in a tournament with the top 16 teams from around the world. I mean, yeah, you're only one seed in the event, so it all lies on you guys, but I'm sure you mentioned you're in those pressure situations. Your team does perfectly fine. So it is going to be a very fun tournament to watch from OCE's perspective. But that tournament is still like just under now, I think about 2 months away. So there is some time leading up until this event. Has iClan finally got a little bit of time off? Are you dropping down from 6 days a week to 5 days a week, or is the grind continuing?
So we took 2 weeks off.
Okay.
Like a hard 2 weeks off. This week, some of us have started to come join the community and play a couple of pub games. But we took a hard at least week and a half off where, you know, I went straight to nature, greenery.
Touched grass.
Posted on my Twitter. It was the most amazing view. I just need to disconnect and forget about everything because it's been quite stressful coming up. I think, Puffs, you did a bit of traveling yourself to Wellington, on the north side as well.
You just been a break, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we all took a break.
Does a break for you just mean going to play Melee instead of Unite? Is that?
Been in Melee, but, you know, I'm at the airport and I'm like waiting for my flight. I'm like, oh, nothing else to do. Time to grind a couple of like, pubs, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The call was made from the team to take a hard break and everyone went like, yeah, sure, but like a little.
Yeah. Like, yeah, maybe other ones, like, you have no idea what the meta's going to be, so I'm like, I'm just going to try and learn all the characters, you know?
Exactly. That is awesome. Hey, I mean, the game's still fun, so that is got to be exciting. At least I find it fun. Hopefully you guys still find a little bit of enjoyment from the game, but winning is fun, and that is good too. So, yes. Awesome. So, you guys are taking a little bit of a break, obviously, but now you're starting to get back on that grind. So, ladder beware, iClan is coming for your ELO again. It's going to be a good time. Yes, Shep, you're spreadsheets are going to be out again in spades, so excited to see those in full force.
I'm not, but keep doing them, sheep.
Yeah. yeah he's yeah, like,
stop hitting me more.
Hey, someone has to do it, okay? And someone has to send them over to me. I'll say that. Okay. I want to talk about preparation for this tournament upcoming. So obviously regionals was a little bit different. You were able to scrim a couple of your teams individually, but a lot of the preparation for what it sounded like was just grinding ladder and playing top teams from around the world. Now you are headed in, you know exactly the other 16 teams that are going to be there. Is that a big part of the preparation? Are you starting to do VOD review of other regions, really look into what these teams are trying to do? Or is it more so like, we need to find the meta the fastest? We need to find what this new one is. What is it looking like for iClan's prep for Worlds?
So 2 weeks out from Worlds, we're going to go and do a boot camp in Thailand.
Okay, cool.
We're gonna be in Asia locally. We're gonna scrim all the Japanese teams, all the Southeast awesome. Asian teams. We're gonna scrim Korea, India, and we're also going to Q ladder rank there. In our opinion, we feel that we get more value queuing ladder rank there than in some of the other regions, and it's also very cheap to stay in Thailand. So, you know, value-wise, I think we'll be in good hands. Then we'll show up to London 4 days before the tournament. We'll scrim some of the EU teams. Shout out to Gatlu and some of those guys. Yes. And then that should give us an overall picture of our competition and show us where we stand, really, cool. to help us prepare the best. So, yeah,
did you guys all notice Untamed's just like plea to Gatlu to not invade his jungle right there? He's like, shout out Gatlu, please stay away from my camps.
yes. I am banning that Pokemon if it is out. If the ban feature is out, which has been rumors here and there, that Pokemon's getting banned.
That would be wild if they like had no bans for this entire tournament series and then all of a sudden for Worlds had bans. It would be something. I personally, I'd kind of love it, but it would be a fun part of that event for sure. But okay, awesome. Boot camp in Thailand. Very, very cool. Have you guys boot camped in Thailand before, like as your Dota team? Was that done before with you guys or no?
Yeah, we played at Netcafes there.
There you
but
go.
It wasn't all of us. It was just a few of us.
Oh, okay.
We played the Sea Ladder there on C-Ping.
Ah, yep. Nice. Okay, awesome. Yes,
we
like
love it
said,
there. We love it there, the food, the environment, the people. Yeah. So if we put ourselves in that environment, we'll probably perform our best and prepare the best as well.
Sweet. Well, it sounds like I need spreadsheets, a jersey, and a ticket to Thailand to come hang out with the boys of iClan. That sounds like a good time.
Oh, bro, I got you.
Sounds good. Awesome. Very cool. So obviously you are going to be headed into the best of the best, this top 16. If you are looking at the relative power level of all these other squads, where do you think that iClan lands? Are you guys within the top half of these teams? Do you think, if you were to be honest with yourselves, are top four? Are you top, like, 2-1? Question mark? Where do you guys think is an honest ranking? I'm going to turn to the big brain of the squad here for this question. Sheep at home, talk to me. Where do you think that your team kind of ranks currently before the tournament starts, if we're giving a power ranking sort of conversation? Oh.
It's tough question. I think we could probably manage top 8 this.
Okay.
Like my expectations, but I think if we try really hard and we have a grasp of what other teams can do and everything, mm-hmm. we can probably push top 4.
Sweet.
Ideally, but it is really hard to say now because
there's
a big patch coming up and everything's going to change. Mm-hmm. But we've played most of the other teams as well. Like we've played Japan, we've played C, Ladder, NAEU. We've played other teams, so we've got a rough idea. But
that's awesome.
On ping, obviously. So
yeah,
it's hard to say when either we have ping or they have ping. Like, no one really knows who's better, so
yeah,
we'll find out, I guess.
Ladder becomes a bit of a coin flip in some of those situations, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah. Okay. Well, very cool. I mean, aspirations of top four, but even saying that top eight would be like a success in your mind, sure. You're playing for a lot of money, so every time you get a win, you're basically doubling the prize pool you're walking away with. So that is definitely got to be a good feeling when you're playing in that tournament. I think you guys are going to excel. I have very high aspirations for your team, so that will be awesome. The last question we have about this upcoming Worlds tournament that I want to ask you guys is, who in your mind is the team to beat right now? Out of all these 16 teams, if you had to pick one that came to mind, who is like the top dog that like everybody should be looking at them and trying to pick a game plan to take them down if they want to win this whole tournament?
Man, that's got to be Secret Ship from Japan.
Really?
Those guys are wild.
Secret Ship, yeah.
Okay. These guys just pull any Pokemon out of nowhere and they just win their game. And it's actually, when we saw them run this Decidueye, protect the Decidueye strat with Snorlax and Hooper, and they were just beating the meta comps doing that, we were like, man, these guys are crazy. And then they the next game, they pull out Charizard and Jungle Gengar, and we're like, what the hell? And then they win, make it look easy again. So I think they're the team to watch out for.
I think, yeah, they're definitely a solid squad. Spraggles and I just did a video actually recently where we like did a little bit of a VOD review of that team, a very fun team to watch. Some crazy plays coming out of them. For me, when you were looking at Secret Ship, it's definitely expect the unexpected when it comes to their gameplay, for sure. Curry Puffs, how about you? Is that the same verse as the rest of them? Or do you think there's another team that you think is currently top dog?
Nah, more or less the same Secret Ship. I think their brains are just huge. Yeah, just big brains.
All right. Secret Ship has a stranglehold on the Unite community of the East. They are a terrifying squad. I'm excited to see what they can do in Worlds. Any other teams that we want to give the vouch to? Or is it just them?
I think the other team that we probably end up facing is P2 as well. Okay. T2 is another team from Japan.
They're sick.
As you started to see, there's a pattern here. We think Japan is the strongest region.
Okay.
We've versed T2 and they've beaten us on Alping.
Oh, okay.
And they weren't running Hooper as well. They were running Jigglypuff or Wigglytuff. So I think just
they're like
in
rotation
general of
invades with like the Jiggly first and then the Blissey. It's so cool. And Takashima's a crazy sword. But I'm not interviewing them yet. But yes, they are a team to watch out for sure. Japan is going to be coming swinging at this tournament, and I'm excited.
This is a big part of why we chose Thailand as a boot camp, because we want to scrim them locally on Green Ping and really get an idea on what's going on there. Yeah.
Cool. Well, awesome. So I'm so excited to see these other teams as well, but I'm very excited to watch iClan play. You guys have a lot of tough matchups in front of you. There's incredible teams from all around the globe gathering for this one. But let's pivot just a little bit now towards some more in-game talk around Pokemon Unite, the actual game itself. Our next two Pokemon, and actually three Pokemon, have been leaked, but the next two Pokemon are already being tested in that cool test server that the game has launched now. Have any of you like VPN'd into that or like tried out the new Pokemon via the test server at all yet? No? Okay, cool. Well,
we've watched a lot of the other people do it in the reviews. Awesome. So we've been watching, but we haven't VPN'd yet.
Oh, okay, very cool. Well, either way, Buzzwool and Glaceon, two new Pokemon going to be added into an all-arounder and attacker, respectively. Both seem like pretty interesting Pokemon. Buzzwool, to me, looks like one of the most fun Pokemon that they have like been showcasing yet. I cannot wait to play as the Buff Mosquito and run around in-game. It sounds like so much fun. Do you guys think that either of these Pokemon, first off, do you think they're going to be Worlds legal Pokemon, and then two, do you think that they're going to make waves in any kind of format?
So there's a date when they're going to be released, and I think the Glaceon is definitely going to be Worlds legal. I think he's a couple of weeks out. Buzzwole, questionable, because he's about 2 weeks out before Worlds. I can't remember the dates exactly.
Okay,
but I think those two Pokemon potentially could be legal. The third one, Tyranitar, obviously not.
Yeah, it's like the day of Worlds, isn't it? Like it's like yeah. They should put it in.
And Buzzwole's got a lot of muscle, so it might just suit Sheep at Home's playstyle. So
that's
you reckon,
true.
Sheep?
We need to run both Machamp and Buzzwole.
There we go. Multi-threat. You never know. See, that's why we need draft, just to, so you have the option to select a couple of them. But okay, yeah. Very cool. Yeah, it's gonna be some interesting Pokemon. Huge amount of knockup on Buzzwole. It seems like a interesting Pokemon for sure. But awesome. So I actually wanted to ask you, in terms of being legal, you're like, it's questionable of what these Pokemon will be like for Worlds. I think Delphox was the only Pokemon that was ever disallowed in an event because of timing of release. Every other Pokemon that was not allowed, I believe, was because of bugs in the game and things like that. Like Garchomp's Dragon build and different options like that have been deleted. What do you guys think about the Pokemon release to tournament schedule? Do you think that 2 weeks is enough time when a Pokemon gets launched in? Would you rather it only be if it gets released 1 week before, put it in the tournament? What are your guys' opinions on that kind of thing? Do you like the release schedule as it is now?
Yeah, I think 2 weeks is more than enough, and it's better to do these kind of things because it shifts the meta.
Yeah.
And then pretty much a competitive game is who figures out the meta first, like who can solve the puzzle. That's the most deserving team to win.
Okay.
Who can pick the new hero and then kind of merge it into the last meta, into a new meta.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I think they should allow 2 weeks or whatever and not just keep it as the old meta.
Sure.
They should allow for some shifts.
Okay, gotcha. So you're of the opinion that adapt or die is maybe one of the better skills you can have as a MOBA player, as a Unite player.
As a competitive player, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, very, very cool. I like that. Yeah, that's an interesting take for sure.
I think if they release them not too overpowered, it's fine.
Okay.
If they're completely busted, I think it kind of hurts the game.
Yeah, that's
personally
true.
I think Absol at the moment is... It shouldn't be in the game in the state. Yeah. It's so busted.
It's true.
I really hope they nerf it.
Absol is crazy. And I actually have to make a public apology. Not to you guys, but there was another streamer in the NA community named Sneaky Seal. He's absolutely the homie on the channel. You've seen him here before if you've been watching these shows. He warned everybody. Before the patch, he was guys, Absol's broken. He's like, I want to quit streaming. All of you are nuts. And we were like, no one's playing it. One team is playing it. It's fine. And he's like, no, you're so wrong. And then it absolutely demolished multiple tournaments around the world. So yes, the prophet's words should have been heeded. And yes, and then Absol got a buff. So cool stuff. Absol is a menace, and I want it to bring me pictures of Spider-Man. So yes, that is a that is a strong Pokemon. Obviously, hopefully we get some nerfs incoming before it actually ends up being world champion. Obviously, Absol at the top of the nerf list in most people's minds. Any other Pokemon that you think are pretty deserving of nerfs going into the world champs before it happens?
See, I think Blissey needs a nerf.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I play it. It's just too good. It offers too much in the
What's
kit.
What's crazy to me, too, is that you play Blissey without a Hoopa and you still think it's broken. In my mind, Blissey is busted because its HP pool is as tall as Mount Everest, for crying out loud, and you just get to reset it on, a 10-second cooldown with Hyperspace Hole. So I'm like, there's nothing you can even do about that Pokemon. But you play it even without a Hoopa. So talk to me about why that kid is so good in your mind.
I think just the main thing is the safeguard. Is no other abilities in the game that can give an ally that kind of shield and immunity to stuns, basically. Mm-hmm. And the ulti is just too good to keep your allies up.
It is mental, too. I love watching amazing Blissey players play because you could just, even around Zapdos fights, I just watch them where they're positioning, and they're, always just, three enemies in between them and their target. And I'm like, oh, we're good. We're in for a good bowling alley play right here. This is going to be hype. So, yes, Blissey, another Pokemon on the nerf list. All right, well, then, opposite question. Any Pokemon that you think are desperately in need of a couple of buffs?
Oh, Zerozora.
Zerozora is hurting. That electrical cat needs some love for sure.
He's too squishy. Coming in the last team fight, if he goes in and he gets his spells off and he doesn't kill anyone, vulnerable as usual. Mm-hmm. And we find that it takes too long to bring him online.
Yeah.
You need to be strong by the time first dread spawns, and he's just not as strong.
Yeah.
Unless he has a really, really good game, and it's not always possible to have a really, really good game. Yeah. So
It's crazy too, because he's a non-evolution mon, which usually that's the opposite problem, right? They're strong early, but don't scale as well. And Zeraora has, unfortunately, doesn't even have that bonus to themselves in this game. So yes, Zeraora up there for sure. Pengu, any other Pokemon you'd love to be playing in top lane, but you just can't realistically right now?
Oh, don't say it, bro. Don't say it.
What is it? Admit it in 4K. What is it?
Lucario.
Ah, yes. Oh. He needs the buff. Bring him back. Serena's too good.
I think he's really weak. Give me a... The EC is really weak, but the power punch is good in certain playstyles.
Yeah. So much hopium. There's so much I can't right now. Okay, got it. You really think, all right, Lucario, yes, power punch.
I was forced to play him for like the beginning for like 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only hero on Pokemon I could play for 4 months. That's and true. He just got nerfed, so I had to pick up Serena in like 2 weeks.
Serena's sick, though. I'm excited that Serena is getting the time in the limelight, if you will. But yeah, maybe that time is getting a little too uncontested at the moment. Especially if your teammates are taking Machamp from you and going in a bottom path, though. Yeah, whatever. That's between you and your teammates to try to figure that out for sure. But okay, awesome. So we've already talked so much about meta, I feel like, in your team. So when it comes to Worlds, I'm sure you guys will be coming with a lot of really cool plays. You seem to have a great understanding of the tournament meta and format you're headed into. Your prep work is paying off, and it did so in a big tournament win here. Did you win any of the other like monthly finals throughout the series?
We won the March Cup. So
okay,
right after Feb Cup, we kind of knew where we had to improve. We won the March Cup. We came second in the May Cup. We did really bad. An AOS Cup, and not to say excuses, but COVID for multiple members in the team is probably not the best to have.
No.
But yeah, again, it's all about, you know, coming back and looking at that loss and trying to get better, which is what we did. We just made it make us stronger.
There you go. Regain mentality is on lock for this squad. I love it. Well, again, I've said it so many times today, I'm going to say it again. Congratulations to the squad of iClan. Huge regional finals win. I'm sure the prize money, when it gets to you, will be pretty nice in pocket. Excited for that for you guys, but more excited to see you on your way to London in August. Worlds is going to be so, so fun. Make sure everyone is tuning in. And I need everyone listening to know where to tune in. So as we're coming to the end of the show, I want to make sure everyone has a chance to sell out, shout out, whatever kind of plugs you want to do. So Curry Puffs, where can people find you on the internet and plug anything you'd like?
For Twitter, just follow me on CurryPuffsNZ. And then Twitch might do some Pokemon Unite streaming later down the line. Cool. CurryPuffs with two S at the end. Feel free to follow. Nice.
Sounds good. I'll be there. I'll 1v1 you in Melee and you can demolish me. get some slippy games in there. Pengu, how about you?
I don't have Twitter myself, but I run the official iClan Twitter.
Okay.
So yes, iClan Gaming. Yes.
Awesome. Very cool. I love that there's a face behind the org now. Very cool. Untamed, how about you?
Twitter is at Untamed the Great. Please follow me. And a quick shout out to one to Coach Zugrug. Zug was there from the beginning, and we had a bit of a ritual where before the tournament we would have him do a couple of VOD reviews with us, and when we were in that regional tournament, we won. He jumped in Discord. It was 5 a.m. down his time or something ridiculous, and he really supported us, and it was a bittersweet because we know GG didn't make it in the end, but the thing that makes us happy is Zug's coming to Worlds, so we still get to give him that big hug.
Him.
So shout out to Coach Zugrug. Thank you for supporting us and believing us. Mm-hmm. We love you here from iClan, and shout out to OCE and the OCE fans. Thank you.
We are gigantic fans of Zugrug here on Overdunk, obviously. There's unfortunately a lost podcast episode where I interviewed Zugrug and I recorded zero audio. One of the worst memories in my mind, but one day we'll have Zugrug on the show to show some love. But congratulations to your team. That's awesome that he was helping out the squad. There's not many better people you could have in a VOD review session other than Zugrug. He's got one of the biggest brains around, so awesome. Sheep at home. How about you? Plug all your stuff.
Just my name, I guess, Shave at Home for Twitter, or just the iClan Gaming one. It's pretty much it. Don't really use social media that much.
That's all right. That's all right. As long as we got at least one landing page for you. All right, Fripples, how about you?
Yeah, I just jumped on the Twitter bandwagon after this tournament, so you can follow me at FriffNZ.
Cool. Awesome. Shout out. Also, it feels so good to hear the word Zed again. I am Canadian, so we say it too, but I've been living in the States too long. It's been too long since I've heard it. I love me some Zed. All right. Well, awesome. Again, huge congratulations to you and the squad. Best of luck in this World's Tournament. Going to be so, so exciting. We're coming close to the end of the show here. A couple of little Unite Mics plugs. Thank you so much. First off, everybody who has supported Dupesnacks and I and the channel of Unite Mics here on Twitch. You can catch our live podcast recordings as well as like tournament days and things like that. We'll be trying to stream some more commentary here at twitch.tv/Unite Mics. We also upload all of this stuff over to YouTube at youtube.com/Unite Mics. So if you want to check out more Overdunk episodes with other teams, if you want to check out Dupesnacks' podcast called Late Night Unite, which is more of a one-on-one with not just players but also content creators and things like that, a great one-on-one interview show there as well. Tons of content over there. Other than that, I don't think there's too much more to plug other than just I'm looking forward to Worlds. I hope that everybody listening is doing so as well. Make sure you are following these guys' streams to see how OCE is going to be preparing for that Worlds tournament. There is many regions going to be showing up there. We'll try our best to cover more teams as well on this show. But that brings us to an end. They have been iClan Gaming. I have been Zoinks. This has been Unite Mike's Overdunk podcast. Thank you everybody for coming out, and we will see you all next time. Goodbye.